Alive and Well will be closed on Labor Day and reopen at 8 a.m. Tuesday.
The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you today, as we do every week. So hang in there. Listen intently. Scoot your chair up closer to the radio or plug your earplug deeper into this wherever they go. And here we come.
Okay. And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the very proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our son Darren, wonderful son Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most incredible array of organic, wonderful supplements, all types of great foods, anything you could ever want, and combinations that are not available elsewhere, organically produced. Really terrific. And let us never forget, right there with us, is the magnificent organic broth cafes. That's the broad spectrum broth, all the different magnificent organic recipes. So, yes. At Alive and Well, and it's
and
there.
This broth is not watered down soup.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
It's intensive life. It is.
It is life.
It is. It is all of that.
All of that in every level. The magnificent combinations. You can't even believe it because you've never seen it elsewhere. Terrific prices. Terrific availability. A lovely setting. Beautiful marble table that they have with circular,
the
gorgeous.
Countertop, not a
but
table.
But it's very circular and very yes. gorgeous and yes. elite with the air conditioning, the good seating, everything. It's there for you. And remember, too, certain things we do try to impose, healthy, organic choices, yes. But whether you choose to be a vegan, a vegetarian, or non-vegetarian, you want organic meats, wild fish, organic chicken, you want all the vegan choices. It's all there for you at the Magnificent Broth Cafe in great combinations. You can't even believe it, how great it is. And all the vegetables. And do not forget, Dennis is going to talk about one tremendous life source that comes, the Vortex water and the Vortex power.
I was going to talk about something else.
You were going to talk about something else?
Were you trying to read my mind?
Oh! What were you going to talk about, Daddy?
I was going to say you can go on your computer, on your phone, and don't have to make a phone call. You can call 877-4950 and ask for the broth, and they can take your order. But if you want to go on your pooter and do it, you just go to the pooter. It's broth at Alive and Well, and you've got the whole menu, the entire selection, and the prices, everything is there. You make your selections and tell them what time you want to pick it up or you want to come in and sit down. And when the minute you walk in the door, it's there.
It's there for
waiting
you, or
for
you don't
you.
Have to if you don't want to do it that way. But you know, what just came to my mind was our daughter when she was a tiny little tot. You know, our daughter Rachel when she's a tiny little tot.
We only have one.
Yes,
so
that's right.
I know
daughter,
who that is.
Tiny
yeah.
little tot, and she the words that she said stayed with me my whole life. And then when she was experiencing something terrifically wonderful, and she said, "Isn't it credible, Daddy?"
No.
"Isn't it credible, Daddy?"
Yeah.
She said, "Isn't it credible?"
she did. She said, oh, Daddy, Daddy, isn't it just credible?
Yeah, I know. He always knows better how he can
praise
it.
I was there.
You were there.
She was whispering it in my ear.
I know. But when you think of the Broth Cafe and everything, Rachel could go, and we should have gotten that on tape. Isn't it credible, Daddy?
It is. Yes. It's credible, folks, really.
It's incredible. She kind of abbreviated that, but that's the way it is. And it's so, what talk about also, especially... You know, there's so much information about the importance of the healthiest of water without the chemicals, without anything that can hurt you. Could you please talk about how everything
Vortex.
Is? Vortex. Talk about it.
Okay. Well, Vortex is it's an incredible purification process. It's ultraviolet. Water passes through ultraviolet rays to purify it. Tap water is passed under UV light, destroying the harmful bacteria and the viruses. And it is effectively, the filtering removes 99.99999% of any chlorine, odor, dirt, mercury, bad taste, pesticides, herbicides.
Oh, amazing.
Sediment particles, heavy metals, and lead, while retaining the essential minerals, retains the healthy parts of the water, the minerals, and the salts, natural salts. The final stage of the purification is the Vortex Chamber. It's a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature, just like a mountain stream that breaks down molecules by passing over the rocks. It purifies in its structures the water. The Vortex Chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down the molecules of oxygen and hydrogen, which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting the nutrients into our cells.
Yes, and everything
Removing the toxins.
All toxins. Okay. And that's the only water that is ever used in any food preparation or in any broth or anything. In the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, and it's also what's served to you when you're there with the water that you're drinking, and it is just terrific. And the testimonials are every day because we also can fill up your jugs with the beautiful Vortex water. We have all of that accessible there for you. And a gentleman filling his jug just the other day said to me, I can't even begin to tell you how differently I feel, how much better I feel. My energy, my sense of purity in life and all of that is so much better drinking this water over the water that I used to drink before.
Right.
We hear this all the time, and as we've said many times, but it still is true. I won't, and even the little the plants in the house, and I never could have them because I would make everything die automatically. It was one of the things I did.
The magic touch, sweetheart.
Yeah, magic touch to kill houseplants.
That's
right. But they're thriving like mad because I pour the Vortex water in, and the plants love them too. And speaking of testimonials, let's start by saying, Dennis and Mona are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. Strictly nutritional, we share nutritional information that has been proven, demonstrated in clinical trials by doctors of how wonderful nutrition can be in a vast array of we share that. We also sit down one-on-one with you in a beautiful area, the sofa area. We never charge one dime. And never have and never will. But it's great to sit one-on-one because we can share great information.
And again, I want to stress, as you just said, honey, we're not doctors.
No.
We don't play doctor.
No.
Okay? We are reporters. We give you the information.
That's
no charge to you. But it's a lifetime adventure for Mona and
I. Yes, it is.
And we've been doing this since before we were married.
That's right.
That was kind of years ago.
We opened the first health food store in 1969 in the five towns in Long Island. Come on, that's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. We were the first health food store in 1969.
Okay.
Besides
that. At any rate, it's a lifestyle for us, and completely enthralled by what we've chosen to do from the information, from holistic physicians who actually work with and utilize nutrition in their practice.
That's exactly right. And we do recommend
They're not druggies. They're not pharmaceutical.
No, nothing like that.
Pawns, okay.
No, but we'd love to share with you if you want to sit down one-on-one with Dennis or with me. We adore it. It's really great if you make an appointment so we're not with somebody else or doing something else. So call the 877-4950. Make an appointment, and then we can, and again, no charge, no obligation, but and very comfortable, lovely area, okay? Now, so the testimonials are those who share with what they have learned from Alive and Well and how it has made great changes in their lives. Well, you know, this, and it's always great to know when, whether it's a dentist or a doctor, is telling someone to go into Alive and Well. And, and the gentleman said that his dentist, a lady, told him to go to Alive and Well and follow our recommendation for his infected gums. He had We were very, that was quite impressive because we have spoken, again, not making claims, but we have spoken about how holistically minded physicians across the world and in every way have used the ultra silver, the 999999 nanoparticle. It's a different form of silver, which is the one that's been used for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's the main one used in Europe. Again, that's talk forever. But it's very good at helping to heal the tissue and kill any infection, whether viral or bacterial. It's really wonderful and very safe. And even what's used in top hospitals for babies' eyes on the U.S. mainland, for babies' eyes, ears, and nose when they're being born, for infections they pick up from mother's birth canal. And that is what happened with our first grandchild, which wasn't given that, and when had a huge infection, got worse on the antibiotics in the eye. And a couple of days after she was born, we put the ultra silver, and that took it right away within a day.
I remember our daughter, Rachel, was the baby was being treated, and Rachel said, "Mom, bring me the silver. Bring the silver.
Yes, bring
Mom,
the silver.
Mom, bring the silver."
Right, because she got, the baby got so much worse on the antibiotics into the eyes, like 10 times worse. So anyhow, yes, and again, we just drizzled the silver in the eye the way the doctors had used on the mainland, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And each hour she got better. In a day or two, she was completely gone.
And what was really what I really appreciated was that the hospital staff was willing to do that. The nurse put the silver in the baby's eye.
Not here, but it was actually true on the mainland.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Mainland, yes, and that they do this as a commitment in many of the top hospitals of the U.S. mainland.
Right.
The doctors put that in the baby's eye. Now you know this is we hear forever, but the gentleman. And in middle age, he said that his severe arthritis in his neck, he said, pain power works perfectly. I have no more of that. I'm not making a claim, telling you what the gentleman said, works perfectly. At the same time, a couple of days other than that, a lady close to my age, she said, pain power is my miracle.
Pain power has been proven a miracle for so many people, time and time and time again. And again, folks, it reduces inflammation. I know you've heard me say this, and perhaps it's a bit boring, but inflammation, say all the entire medical community, both those who are in the drug therapies and those who are in natural therapies, point out that inflammation, chronic inflammation, fire in your cells, is the source of all disease, ALL disease. So, and the pain power was created by a biochemist and a research scientist who knew the value of different herbs and nutrients to combine to reduce inflammation dramatically. It's a combination of nutrients, all of which are natural, all of which have no drug history at all. There's no drugs in it. It's all natural substances. And there's a half a dozen ingredients, all of which are anti-inflammatory.
Right, absolutely.
Well, the inflammation is reduced, is put out, and suddenly there's no more pain.
No,
it's
that's
just
right.
that simple.
Gave me back my knees with a bone on bone. That happened. That was mm-hmm. a family history, and gave my daughter back her Broadway career so she could win a Tony
and
And
it also helps with that little substance between your ears. It's called a brain.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the brain?
The brain, the B-R-A-I-N.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. It helps reduce inflammation in the brain.
And they are now calling Alzheimer's, actually medical doctors are calling it, inflammation of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that you point the point out, when you reduce the inflammation, you can reduce the state of being that can actually create an Alzheimer's state.
And that inflammation causes burning of neurotransmitters. Okay. Burning. Light a match. Hold your hand over the top of the match. How long can you do that? Well, every cell in your body is presented with that terrible situation of chronic inflammation. And sugars create it. All starches convert to sugars. They create it. All safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, they create the inflammation. And the pain power helps to put out the fire.
Put out the fire. That's right. You know, this wonderful lady, she comes in repeatedly, and she was bringing her husband in, and she's so full of love. And she said just this very week, thank you so much. For years now, she said, Chanka Piedra has kept me out of the hospital for gallbladder surgery. My gallbladder is 100% perfect.
Did she have that same accent that you just exhibited?
She actually said, we have to say, I'm not sure, that wasn't Italian, because I speak French, but not Italian, but little feeling. Chanca Piedra is an ancient Peruvian botanical plant.
Beautiful.
That has been used for centuries, organically raised, okay? For in the word chanca piedra means break stone. And yeah. They have actually, they're more inhibited now because of the way things are, of actually making the claims that they've said and have proved that it helped the breaking up gallstones and improving the flow of bile in the liver and bringing the liver back to normalcy, and saved me from one of those severe times in my life many years ago when I was actually in the hospital, and they said, we have to take out your gallbladder tomorrow because you're in all your liver, the bile ducts are clogged up, your liver enzymes are off the charts, and you just can't survive unless we take it out. But I knew about this. I said, no. And they, where are you going? Said the doctor, where are you going? And I said, I'm going home. I know what to take. No, you're going to die because your enzymes, everything is going. So I went home, and my supportive nutrients, yes, and diet, yes. But my main player was the Chanca Piedra. And in 1 week, I was perfectly well. Mm-hmm. Later, this doctor gave me a test. And he was practicing then here, and a gastroenterologist. And he said he so believed that he said, this is incredible, it's amazing, tell me what you did. And I spoke about the benefits of Chanca Piedra, and he, for his gallbladder patients, he always sent them in to get Chanca Piedra.
Beautiful.
But we've had many testimonials, but that was such a joy to me, especially. But here it is, this ancient Peruvian botanical herb helping, and I've been well from I don't know how many years. Never had it again.
No.
Still have it. But that was so thrilling to hear that about the Chanca Piedra. It's a beautiful tree grown in, actually, I don't know if they still do it, but the Peruvian jungles, they raised it organically and all of that. And they said, too, that they have a lot of reports about not only the gallbladder and the liver, but also kidney and bladder. So it helps. It helps, has a plethora of benefits with
Beautiful.
The stones and the crystallization.
Beautiful, baby.
You know, and there's some very important.
Well, that was a different reaction from the doctor than I had when I had a diagnosis of emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which the doctor said it's incurable. But you can control it with drugs, okay?
Right.
And I said, thank you, no. I went back a year later for a follow-up exam, and the doctor said, what are you doing? What have you been doing? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, here's last year's x-rays full of black spots and scar tissue of your lungs, and here's your new x-rays. There's no evidence that you ever had an infection.
They said it was, he said it was perfect. Yeah. The tissue was perfect, and all the scar tissue had disappeared, too.
And he said, what are you doing? What did you do? I said, well, I took NAC+. He said, and his reaction was, huh?
Right. I have never heard of that. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know what NAC was, apparently. And he says, well, what are you doing?
It's a main thing for asthma, too, allergies.
Oh, God.
And it was also
liver regeneration.
Liver regeneration and kidney, a main thing for those. And the leading substance used in top hospitals that's used for the number one cause of liver failure, which is acetaminophen, okay? And the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, okay? Number one
and
cause.
And the side effects from those drugs.
Yeah, that's right. That's
cause
what I meant.
Cause the problem, yeah.
Cause the problem. And, you know, there's endless benefits. One of the main things and definitions years ago, because it helped me so much with, I was a child with severe asthma, severe allergies from the time I was a tiny tot. Every week we went to the allergist. And every week with this cortisone, albuterol, all that, and they said I wouldn't live past my early 20s. That's another big story. I've told it before. But the thing is that NAC was one of the main players that saved me and a zillion other people. And here's the thing that one of the definitions eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestion.
Uh-huh.
But it was also brought up as a main player by top doctors who came on television at the time COVID really hit and said the main player to do, they talked about vitamin D3, they talked about the quercetin part of the plant, but they said the main player is NAC because it eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion. And one of the other definitions that was brought up with the whole COVID thing was that not only that virus, but pneumonia and other viruses that attack the lungs cause the death of the alveoli.
Alveoli.
That's the breathing cells within that create oxygen within your lungs.
They absorb the oxygen.
That's right. And they are, the virus and all destroys them, but NAC restores the alveoli.
Mm-hmm.
And that's known to be a thing. Good grief. And you know,
in the process of doing that, it reduces the inflammation that's created by the infectious agents.
Exactly. You're so right about that, too. And, okay. Can you read this about NAC shows promise not only for that, but for psychiatric and neurological disorders?
Would you do me a favor? Would you quit asking me to? Could you read this?
Oh, I should realize you know how to read.
I do know how to
read. I forgot about that, Dan.
I learned that quite early.
I've known him for a lot of years, Gary, but I always have to forget that he does know how to read because he likes to talk, but sometimes he doesn't like to read. You get what I'm saying?
Talking about talking.
But that's why I say once in a while, turn off the buttons of talk and tell him to turn
on
the button of read.
Here we go, folks. I'm
going to
show off now how I can read.
Read.
NAC shows promise for psychiatric and neurological disorders.
See,
I'm reading word for word,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Verbatim, okay?
And I gave it to him to read because sometimes he's a psycho. Is that right?
What?
I gave it for you to read because sometimes you're a psycho. Is that what it is?
What's a psycho got to do?
Okay, read.
Okay, I'll try to follow that through. Anyway, here it goes, folks, for real. NAC, N-acetylcysteine. Shows particular promise, say the doctors, in the treatment of mental health disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder and depression and substance use disorders. It's known to modulate pathophysiological processes such as oxidative stress, neuroinflammation, dysregulation of glutamate and dopamine neurotransmitter systems. You had no idea how effective this stuff was, huh? Such long words of which reveal how effective this product really is. It does all of that. Anything that contributes to psychiatric and neurological disorders is helped tremendously by NAC+. According to a systematic review published in the Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews, quote, say the doctors, in this systemic review, we find favorable evidence for the use of NAC+ in several psychiatric and neurological disorders, particularly autism, Alzheimer's disease, cocaine and cannabis addiction, bipolar disorder, depression, trichotillomania, nail biting, skin picking, obsessive compulsive disorder, schizophrenia, drug-induced neuropathy, and progressive myoclonic epilepsy.
That is absolutely amazing that all of these, and you remember when they also say systematic review, mm-hmm. they're talking about many clinical trials.
That's right.
They are talking about a broad spectrum, not just that. And that's really important point. That's a really important point that about the other benefits, because it is such a power player. We read a whole thing of all the new reports that came out about how NAC was a powerful cancer fighter and even made the medication, that's why doctors also reporting it, much more effective that they were giving to people, so they had to use a lot less of it and NAC reduced
the
side
yes.
and reduced the side effects of them. Go ahead.
The doctors go on to say, disorders such as anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and mild traumatic brain injury have evidence that and studies, overall NAC treatment is completely safe and tolerable. It goes on and on and on.
And on and on and on. Yeah,
Then they go into the article. Yes. Then they go into the article of the NAC is targeted because it fights COVID-19. Okay,
yes,
there
absolutely.
We go.
So, but that is so powerful because it's such a broad spectrum of benefits.
Uh-huh.
But I think I was so knocked out about its role in helping the body to fight cancer, too. But how in the world, we keep learning all the time, this review of finding out how it actually helps in all of these brain disorders, neurological, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, obsessive compulsive. That's terrific.
And it's not a drug.
No.
It's an amino acid, which is a component of protein.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes.
An amino acid does all of this. A food source, which is not a drug.
That's right. You have to listen to this. You have to listen because we have often spoken about, you know, how the black box warning on drugs, that's not health foodies that put it on. It's the Food and Drug Administration. A black box warning is the most serious side effects of the drugs. It's called a black box warning. We have talked about how the statins or cholesterol drugs have a black box warning that they raise blood sugar and mental deficiency, cognitive decline. And here, two major. So you have to hear this.
Now,
so,
let me just interject one thing before you do that. The black box warning has been, the evidence they give you is proven to be true.
Proven.
It isn't a possibility. It isn't it might be, well, it just happened to happen. No, it has been proven to occur when you use that drug.
That's right. Now, here is, I just want everybody to take a breath. I want you to listen. You have to hear the background, okay? This isn't Dan and Mona talking. Listen. A recent systematic review of 11 epidemiological studies with 47 million participants. Did we hear this? Systematic review of 11 epidemiological studies with 47 million participants found strong associations between statin use, that's the cholesterol drugs, and decreased insulin sensitivity and increased insulin resistance, both significant factors for type 2 diabetes.
So when we suggest in the previous discussions, we've talked about how cholesterol drugs induce diabetes.
This is what it says. And they said, additionally, say the doctors, statins were found to reduce glycemic control and elevate fasting glucose levels. They skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you see what it's saying here? A 2021 study published in the medical journal, and this is all capitalized, Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology, found that statins increased the risk of type 2 diabetes. The medical study published in the medical journal, Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. And going on of how toxic and damaging, okay? And could you read this one over here? Okay, about fatigue and muscle pain.
Okay.
Go ahead. Because when they rob the body of CoQ10, and when you do that, they destroy CoQ10 in the body, the statin drugs, the muscles break down and cause this pain. Go ahead.
Okay, folks, word for word, verbatim. Fatigue and muscle pain are common with statin use. A study of more than 350 statin users found that 93% of the people on statin drugs reported muscle pain and fatigue, while 85% reported weakness. Now, keep in mind, this is, I'm going to make a comment. This is not part of the article. It causes muscle breakdown, cellular breakdown in your muscles. Would the heart be considered a muscle? Is the heart the strongest little muscle, that little 1.5-2 pound piece of meat in the middle of your chest? That's a muscle. And statin drugs can cause muscle breakdown. They not can cause, they do cause. That leads to further complications, heart problems. Ooh, a more severe cardiac patient. Let's get back to the article.
Kidney failure too.
85% reported the weakness. This is no surprise, this is word for word, folks. This is no surprise because of the well-documented effects that statin drugs have on coenzyme Q10.
There it is.
Coenzyme CardioQ10, which is a primary cofactor for mitochondrial function. What are mitochondria? Well, this is me talking, not part of the article. Mitochondria are the little organelles,
yes,
invisible organelles in every invisible cell. And the mitochondria produce adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy for that one invisible cell. And when you combine all those invisible cells into an organ, like the heart or a bicep or a tricep or whatever the organ is in your body, that creates energy for that particular part of your anatomy. Well, the CardioQ10 feeds those organelles. CardioQ10 helps to create that cellular energy.
Right.
Statin drugs deplete the CardioQ10 in your body, deplete any nutrient that you take that contains CardioQ10, and thereby weakening the muscles and every cell in your body.
And what always got me was that CardioQ10 creates what's called adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which was the cellular energy of all the muscles and throughout the body.
That's right.
And the heart is reliant on adenosine triphosphate.
Absolutely.
Because it can't pump without it. The heart is a muscle. It can't pump. People get edema. They swell up. They get congestive lung failure. All of these things. And when the muscles break down because they have to have the adenosine triphosphate. Another important point is when muscles break down using these drugs, the muscle tissue just breaks down and it floods the body, and the kidneys have a major role, mm-hmm, in trying to cleanse all of that muscle
and protein debris, right,
and they get kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another aspect of the muscle breakdown and robbing the body of the CardioQ10.
But consider this, honey. It isn't just the heart that suffers with the cholesterol drugs. It's the kidney tissue as well doesn't
exactly
function as it
no
would a healthy kidney.
No, it does not. And it causes brain dysfunction.
Absolutely.
It's actually in the black box warning that it causes cognitive decline. Mm-hmm. Come on. What's more terrifying? What's more horrible?
And, well, let me get back to the article. Okay.
Was that a quote?
I'm trying to read this, and it says, therefore, the statin drugs deplete the body's cellular energy by depleting the CardioQ10, says the doctor.
Right, and you know, go ahead, and I know they have some other ideas of things that you can use, but here's a very important cardiologist commenting about that. Go right ahead.
A letter to the editor published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology noted that people taking statin drugs, anti-cholesterol drugs, who also supplemented with CardioQ10, these people were actually less likely to experience chronic fatigue,
exactly,
and muscle breakdown.
Yes.
Dr. Smith was his name, said many of his patients who have taken statin drugs have reported experiencing persistent muscle pain and weakness and fatigue and brain fog because it destroys the neurotransmitter activity in your brain.
Exactly, darling.
Some of the patients, the doctor says, are avid athletes and simply are confused why they can no longer work out. If I see this presentation in people on a statin medication, I will always assume the statin drug is the major contributing factor and discuss with the patient its removal, the statin drug's removal, and replacement with another healthy therapy.
Yes, and thank God for Dr. Smith saying
that. From the doctor.
And Dr. Chauncey Crandall, yes, going along with that, what you're saying here, and he's a leading cardiologist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heart doctor, okay? Not Mona talking. But many people, he says, have heard of the cardio coenzyme Q10, but don't really understand the crucial role it plays in health. The cardio Q10 is a natural vitamin-like substance found in body cells, particularly in organs with higher energy needs, like the heart, says the heart doctor.
And the brain.
All cells contain mitochondria, microscopic powerhouses, just like Dennis says, but that's me adding that, to generate life-giving energy, and cardio Q10 plays a vital role in this energy production process. So he says that in addition to enhancing the cellular energy production in the heart, brain, and other organs, cardio Q10 provides additional benefits. During energy production, cell-damaging free radicals are formed as byproducts of this oxidative process. And as a powerful antioxidant, this form of CoQ10 counteracts this oxidative stress, further supporting the health of cells in the heart and other organs. Did research, he says, demonstrates that cardio Q10 promotes the health of the endothelium, or the inner lining of blood vessels. This is important to cardiovascular health because it supports circulation and inflammation. And he says here about the adults and statin users need much more cardio Q10. He goes right into that, and just his summation is, unfortunately, CoQ10 declines with age, and by the time you are in our early 40s, it's practically disabled. And statins used for cholesterol greatly deplete the natural levels of cardio Q10.
Well, what is phenomenal about this? So many things phenomenal about cellular activity. But what is really incredible, one of the things that's really incredible, is that when we're young, we make cardio Q10. Our bodies create it. From the moment your daddy's sperm and mommy's egg met and created you, you started making cardio Q10, okay? It's a miracle of life, okay? But as you age, as you get past a certain age, you start to recognize that aging is a degenerative procedure. It is no longer regenerative. When you're young, everything is regenerative and creation and new and wonderful. And by the time you're 30 years old, all of your own wonderful capabilities of creating life within your cells start to diminish. And cardio Q10 is one of those miracle substances which diminishes rapidly, okay? But the cellular energy doesn't start to really become negative until you're mid to late 30s. And consider this. Most professional athletes retire by the time they're 35 or 38 years old. They don't make it anymore. But a 22-year-old kid coming in is faster, stronger, quicker. And it's time for a 38-year-old to say, well, thank you, I've had my place in the sun. I'm going to retire for right now. But also consider this, that your brain uses over 20% of all the energy your body creates. Huh? The cardio Q10 is effective in the brain. And when you're reaching 50, 60 years old, you no longer have the same mental acuity that you had when you were 18 or 20 or 25. It wasn't directed properly in those years, perhaps, but you don't have that mental energy that you had when you were younger.
Right.
That's why holistic physicians say, hey, start taking some cardio Q10.
Absolutely.
All righty?
Couldn't live without it. It gives you strength and energy.
And the older you become, increase the dosage as you go,
right,
because it helps your brain, it helps your legs, it helps every, yes, muscle in your body, it helps every cellular function you have,
right,
create energy within that cell.
And I find that with, you know, made a world, I could do a testimonial on that, because when I did an optimal level of our cardio Q10 each day, I was able to do exercise that I wasn't able to do mm-hmm. before. And it really gave me much more energy and strength to be able to do that and to keep doing working all day and do a lot more energetic things. And here's another thing that's very important that came out in a big medical thing, all right? Okay, here's the doctor's report here. B12 deficiency is associated with a wide range of psychological disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, say the doctors, memory loss, Alzheimer's, anxiety, irrational or chronic anger, violent behavior, and psychological problems. Okay, B12 has been proved useful for a wide range of conditions deemed neurological: vision problems, loss of hearing and tinnitus, numbness and tingling in the hands and feet, alcoholism, impotence, incontinence, neuralgia, combat fatigue, and lack of balance or abnormal gait. That's walking abnormally. In addition, low B12 is indicated in a range of other diseases: osteoporosis, asthma, skin conditions including psoriasis, diabetes, glaucoma, infertility, and of course, anemia, say the doctors.
Right.
Now they say here, I'm going to give this to you in a second. I want your commentary on this important point. B12 is a huge molecule containing one cobalt atom, okay, which we get only from animal products. However, even those who eat meat can become B12 deficient because it is difficult to absorb and utilize, especially as we get older. For example, this you have to hear, Dan. B12 needs to attach to the intrinsic factor for assimilation produced by the same cells in the stomach. Read that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The same cells. Again, word for word, folks. The doctor goes on to say the same cells in the stomach that produce hydrochloric acid. If we do not produce enough hydrochloric acid, often due to a low salt diet, B12 assimilation will be compromised. Lack of a number of enzymes can also affect B12 assimilation. If I can, then let me just digress for a second. Not digress, but support this with what other physicians have said. I'm not reading this. This is from what Mona and I have picked up in 50 years of doing this. One of the things I mentioned just a second ago was that as we age, certain bodily functions no longer perform the way we did when we were kids. You want to use a major example of this? Look at menopause in women. The hormonal changes that go on in our life. When women are in their late 30s, the progesterone estrogen levels start to change. And so many women have a major, major trauma in the mid to late 40s and early 50s when the hormones are really wild. Well, the same thing goes on with nearly every bodily function in our anatomy. Your digestive capability, for instance, which is what this doctor is talking about, hydrochloric acid. When you're young, you produce hydrochloric acid in copious amounts. And kids seldom ever have any kind of digestive problems unless they have food allergies or they're drinking a lot of beer and too much pizza and they throw their guts out. But they go right back and do it again and it's not a problem. The point is when you're young, you have hydrochloric acid levels up to here, up to the top. As you age, by the time you're late 40s, early 50s, folks, the holistic physicians point out you have no longer the capacity to produce hydrochloric acid. You've lost 70% of your ability to produce hydrochloric acid and other digestive enzymes
right.
by the time you're 50. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, right.
Okay, so what is this? There's so many causes, so many effects of this, negative effects. And one of the major ones is esophageal reflux.
Yes.
Where people get heartburn and indigestion and puke and stinky bowels and all kinds of other farting and gassy and constipation.
Putrefaction, rotting food.
Because when somebody says you have too much acid, they're not really being truthful,
correct.
Because yeah. acid. Here's the plan. As you're young, you produce a lot of acid, and as you swallow, the esophagus opens up. The esophagus is stimulated by acid to close tightly between swallows. As you swallow, it opens up and lets the food into your stomach. And the acid content of your stomach is so high that the sphincter of the muscle at the bottom of your esophagus squeezes tight shut so the acid can't come up your throat and burn. As you get older, the acid doesn't have the same intensity, volatility that it had when you were younger.
Okay, and so there's negative acids too, hon, from putrefactive bacteria that grow on undigested food. But you're right about the hydrochloric acid.
That's
makes
right.
all the difference.
And as you age, your hydrochloric acid diminishes. So it's not a matter of too much acid. It's too much acid in your esophagus and not enough in your stomach and your guts. So, but the medical profession, the drug profession, gives you antacid drugs, which, thank God, relieve the symptoms. But they also cause putrefaction of your digestive capability. So you start getting rot gut, a lot of gas, a lot of bloating, terrible farting in gassy situations, and a buildup of fecal matter in your colon, which some people, when the autopsies are done, when they pass on, have up to 25 pounds of crud fecal matter in their colon.
And those drugs, those acid-blocking drugs we've read on Station 2, have now been associated with mental decline and serious side effects.
Absolutely, because the nutrients don't get digested. What holistic physicians recommend is taking a digestive enzyme as you eat, because the enzymes contain a little bit of hydrochloric acid and a bevy of enzymes, all of which break down the cellular components of everything you put in your stomach. You absorb those nutrients. Your body functions at a much better level of performance. You don't get the GERD. You don't get the heartburn. You don't get all the misery. And you don't get the bloated guts and the putrefactive bacteria overgrowth.
Right. And the summation of the doctors, too, say whether it's that they've seen it across the boards, this B12 deficiency due to the lack of hydrochloric acid and enzymes, and the B12 deficiency, say the doctors, this deficiency is a frequently ignored cause of neuropathy and psychiatric disorders. This is an exact quote. It is frequently found in older age groups, just as you said, Dennis, diabetes patients and patients with a history of acid peptic disease.
There you go. Just like
disease, you said.
It's a deficiency.
Deficiency. It can cause neuropsychiatric disorders or worsen them, say the physicians. Vitamin B12 results in a reversal of neuropsychiatric symptoms and improvement in most patients. It is recommended, to keep vitamin B12 in mind. Okay, in investigation in patients aged 40 years or more presenting with neuropsychiatric disorders, even if there is no hematological manifestation, that is, no anemia, anemia, quote the doctors.
Right.
Unfortunately, they say, most psychiatrists and doctors don't do this. They reach for the prescription pad. And he said, they go on to say, taking the right type of D12 is a simple solution to some of the maladies that cause much suffering. Autistic and schizophrenic behavior, memory loss, depression, neurological decline, and fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's something you and I do every day. And you know, in the right form of B12, very important to take it in the right form, and it makes all the difference, not only in the great blood flow, in neurological symptoms, but also obviously in the energy and the mood and a host of other conditions.
And I'm not casting any stones here, but vegans and vegetarians are always recommended by holistic physicians to take a B12 supplement. Why? Because there's no B12, any measurable amount, in purely organic vegetation.
That's right.
It has to be, B12 is found primarily in animal source food.
That's
so
right.
So I'm not saying you have to eat animals.
No.
I'm saying that what you might want to do is follow the advice of holistic physicians who say to take B12 supplementation if
That's
you're
right.
a vegan
and
or
it,
vegetarian.
It really, it's just wonderful. Dennis and I do that every single day, okay? And another thing that we have said, and this is an important, again, medical. Okay, this is really important. And we've known this forever, okay? But okay, here's the medical advice. Numerous studies show that a high protein diet has major benefits for weight loss and metabolic health. Then
for
they go
sure.
to all the reasons. It reduces appetite and hunger levels, according to all clinical trials. Mm-hmm. The three macronutrients, good fats, protein, and only healthy carbs, affect your body in different ways. Studies show that protein is by far the most filling. It helps you feel more full with less food. Can I stop for 1 second?
Please.
Because as a diagnosed hypoglycemic from a family of diabetics, low blood sugar, and I never became diabetic what I was told by top holistic physicians that I knew in those years ago, Mona, you have to eat protein for continuously throughout the day. Mm-hmm. You have to take protein because protein stabilizes your blood sugar levels and stops the up and downs and the cravings for the sugars and things that can destroy you and turn mm-hmm. you into a diabetic and give you terrible problems.
And when you eat protein. The sweets and carbohydrates, you crave more sweets and carbohydrates. That's renowned, okay? And the idea is that protein, it's better to eat healthy fats than to eat sweets and carbohydrates.
That's exactly right.
Because your body can derive immediate energy from the fats. It derives immediate energy from the sugars and carbohydrates as well. But the dependence on sugars and carbohydrates, your body then has resistance to the insulin that's delivering the sugars
that's
to your
exactly
cells
right.
for... And that sugar then is turned by the insulin into fat.
Right.
That fat is body fat.
Right.
The fat that you eat from natural sources is energy fat.
Now, the doctors here say that medical studies show that protein is by far the most filling of all substances you can take in. It helps you feel more full with less food. This is partly, they say, because protein reduces your level of the hunger hormone ghrelin,
yep.
G-H-R-E-L-I-N. It reduces your level. It boosts the level of peptide YY, a hormone that makes you feel full, okay? These effects on appetite are powerful. They talk about the studies that people took less calories, just if using the protein, okay? Replace your carbs with protein. It increases muscle mass and strength. Adequate to maintain your muscle mass, muscle growth, just like when you do strength training. They were actually comparing the strength. It's good for your bones. They're saying that long-term studies show that protein, including animal protein, has major benefits for bone health. Tremendous believers on that. And one of the main things, they say it lowers your blood pressure, increases fat burning, and reduces cravings for late-night snacking. We really do believe, and I'm glad we got it back, because it's something I do every single day. I do an organic protein. I think it's a great. We serve those over also at Alive and Well at the Broth Cafe. We have the terrific organic proteins that you can use to make in combinations. You can just mix it up the way you do with coconut milk or almond milk, those things. But I have that every single day in mm-hmm. my life, and we have them. They're wonderful. They're delicious, and they help to eat. It stops the craving. You could eat that, and it stops the craving all day.
And you combine it with the organic vegetables. You got a phenomenal meal.
Phenomenal.
Okay?
And remember the good fats, like you always say, Dennis. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the carbohydrates all turn to sugar. And the sweets and the sugars are, of course, sugars. And all sugar creates inflammation. We're right back to that source of all disease again. It's the sugars and the carbohydrates which turn to sugars which create excessive inflammation. Inflammation destroys, is fire. The proteins and the vegetables and the healthy fats don't create the inflammation. They put out the fire. They create new connective tissue, brain function, cellular energy, the whole thing that life is started from.
And life is started from eating organically. Come, we're Fanatic Organics. That's what Alive and Well is. We love you. We are there for you. And you have all the array of the wonderful supplements and magnificent foods. You can call. You can party. You can have it all ready for your party. And you can. I hate the word elimination. Elimination, the black hole. But think of substitution for the things that make you happy, make you satisfied, but also make you healthy and feel terrific. That's there at the Broth Cafe, and we are there at the Broth Cafe, Dennis and Mona, too. And again, call 877-4950. Set up a time. We'd love to sit one-on-one with you, okay? And there's never a charge, but it's great to make an appointment. That way, we're not doing something else or with someone else, okay?
And we don't pretend to be doctors. We're not doctors. We give you health advice from holistic physicians. We're reporters, okay?
Okay.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha!
Alive and Well will be closed on Labor Day and reopen at 8 a.m. Tuesday.